Now they celebrated the Passover. They found out about it. There must be obedience to God, and the Passover speaks of the death of Christ. There is a return to the fact that there must be a redemption made for our sins, and Christ must be exalted. Now we come to the death of this man. Even a godly man like this makes mistakes. All human beings do. And what happened? We are told, verse 17, the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days. There was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now, this was great. But what happened? Well, this is what happened after all this. This is verse 20. When Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. He should have stayed home. He had no business engaging in this war, and he went up to Megiddo. And at Megiddo, what happened? Verse 23, the archer shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I'm sore wounded." His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, was buried in one of the sepulchres of his father. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Now notice this, and Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men, the singing women spake of Josiah in their lamentations to this day. And this is the end of the revival, of course.